We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
You know that from Off the Walls Arts,
and you're listening
medium
to
of art
WYXR.
Medium electric of art circuitry. Profoundly involves men with one another. Information pours. Information instantaneously.
She called pest control, and when she was sprayed, she never was bothered again.
Hey now, it must be Tuesday afternoon in Memphis, Tennessee, with your ears attuned to WYXR 91.7 FM, or maybe it's some other date and time and you're attuned to WYXR.org. Robert Gordon and the Idle Hour, thanks Liv for keeping it crooked. I got a guest in the studio today, Lana Deering, with shows coming up. We're going to talk about it. We're going to kick it off with one of her opening acts, Lorette Velvet. And I'm going to cue it up.
Studies show a high correlation between sensory cognitive development, now largely neglected, and intelligence. There's a world of difference between the modern home environment of integrated electric information and the classroom.
Written.
drive me home.
Shown, but I was not impressed. Came into it as an accident. Now I'm hiding from a curious past. Same way I fell on my ass. Temptation's called, it's home to me. Temptation, it's time for me to follow it. Temptation's called. Raised as a troubled child, I wasn't savage except for inside. And if I try to make a simple lie, it'd surely be the first time. Temptation's calling, it's haunting me. Temptation, it's taunting me to follow it. Temptation's calling, oh, it's always trying to grab me and trip me up.
All right, Lana, let's see if you are on mic three. Try talking.
Mickey, one, two.
Yeah, there you are.
Hey,
welcome to the WYXR studios. Lana Deering, back in Memphis.
Woohoo! Having a ball.
Good. So let's announce the gigs first.
Okay.
You got them coming up.
Get to business here. We're playing this weekend at DKDC. The 23rd and 24th. On the 23rd, Lorette Velvet's going to kick off the show.
Who kicked off this set?
Yeah,
this,
that was
this
Lorette,
hour of music. Yeah.
Rock and roll Lorette.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 24th, it's a big lineup of music. Well, sorry, we're also playing on the 23rd. me and Doug
hey,
Easley.
Come near to the mic.
Okay, how's that? A little better?
Much better, yeah.
Okay, here, cool. Here we go. Hey, guys. Anyway, we're going to... Oh, Robert's hooking it up here for me.
Hold on. Why am I not hearing you at all? Did it disconnect? Mic three. Hey, Gordon, did you mess it up? Talking.
Hey,
I wonder what happened. Come on over here to mic two. Okay, mic two. Meet mic two. Mic two. Mic three. Mic two. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you're back on the air. Lana Deering, back on the air at WYXR.
I'm doing my Elvis pose.
You are. Okay, good.
How are you guys? How are you?
Good.
Okay.
Good.
So,
welcome to Radio Land.
Thank
Hello
you.
Hello out there. And
so then on the 24th, Amy and Will are going to be kicking off their last night of their month long residency
at DKDC.
At DKDC, 5 to 7, and then at like around 7:15, 7:30 ish, Infantis. Oh shoot! I knew I would mess this up. Linda Heck
okay,
is going to be yeah, her new Infantis Silhouette. She's going to be playing her 30-minute set, and then I'll get back up with the guys, the band, and then at the very end, who's playing? Hail Maria, is that the right name?
Yes, I believe
so. So yeah, it's a big 4-night rock and roll set at DKDC.
Okay.
There's special cocktails, special food.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's
they're welcoming you back.
Oh my God, it's awesome. They're even bringing out some Manhattans because that's you know, I've been living in New York, and my grandma Estelle and Clint, they used to love a Manhattan, so they're gonna put a little twist on it, I think, is the word on the street.
Lana Deering Manhattan's coming up to you at the Lana Deering. It's a residency. Can we call it?
Well,
a
yeah,
residency?
2 days. Yeah. I'm stoked. Yeah. It's like I really have missed Memphis. So
well,
lovely.
Let's hear another song by Will Sexton.
Yeah.
Let me. And then,
that was great. I really love his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And which night is he at?
24th.
24th at DKDC.
Yeah. 5-7.
Lorette on the 23rd. We're going to get your music loaded here in our high-tech land. And meanwhile, we're going to hear some Will Sexton.
Bada bing.
I was supposed to play two songs this week, and I forgot which two. I picked the wrong two.
That's okay.
But hey, that's what I'm thinking.
I thought that song sounded really beautiful.
Me too, and it's the right two now.
And you know, he wouldn't have put on a record if he didn't like it.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's another.
Oh, sorry, that was wrong.
Tell me that your love is for real. I wanna be your witness. Need you to give me more than I tried to steal. You've been giving clues, but I need some solid proof. I wanna be your witness. I wanna be your witness, I wanna be your witness. I wanna be your witness. A few words are preferred. Imagine which ones I never heard. I wanna be your witness. Tell me that your love is for real. I wanna be your witness. Give me more than I tried to steal. A heart sign, dotted line, tells me where's my worried mind. I wanna be your witness. Your love is for real. I wanna be your witness. Need you to give me more than I tried to steal. Gone through all the facts. Time to react. I wanna be your witness.
We determined you were at Mike. Uh-oh, Will. Hold it, Will. Mic two. Oh, yeah, it's over here. Okay. Lana Deering back on the air.
Hello.
So,
that was lovely.
Yes.
Love that song.
Let's announce that. I handed it to you. Would you hand me that?
Oh, yeah, here it is.
This is, we heard two Will Sexton tracks today from his 2020 album called Don't Walk the Darkness. We heard Temptations Call and Witness. Lots of great musicians there, many of whom, Will of whom will be appearing with you. Let's give listeners some of your history.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Well, you're in New York now, but you were here for a good long while.
Yeah, I lived here in Memphis for about 15 years.
And what kind of, and if people are going, wait a minute, Lana Deering.
I played with a band. We called ourselves Deering and Down. I played with a really great friend of mine, Rev Neil Down. And we moved down here from Alaska. We have deep Alaska connections.
Wow.
We just fell in love with Memphis and then, you know, planted roots and became felt warm and cozy and welcomed by everyone here in Memphis.
Seemed to be when I saw it, definitely.
Always. And just, and then still feel that way every time I am coming back, thanks to Karen over at DKDC. And
nice.
Yeah, so it's been a really lovely homecoming for me. And then, you know, during COVID, that, you know, all the music kind of went crazy and sideways. And I kind of did, well, I've always wanted to live in New York. And so I moved to New York. And at the tail end, things were opening up a little bit. Yep. And I was like, okay, well, now's the time.
Cool.
And moved up there. And I went to school to become an esthetician. So I give lovely facials if anyone ever wants one. And I like to pop zits. So there.
Black courtesy kids. Of WYXR.org.
Come on in, I'll get them for you. And been playing music up there. I mean, I kind of used becoming an esthetician, going to school, as an excuse to be able to go up there and play music. And I feel like, just like here, there's a beautiful musical community everywhere around this world, and I feel like I've really tapped into a lovely group of people.
Well, you've tapped into some exceptional people. Why don't you tell us who you're playing with up there and who you're bringing down here? And what old friends from here will be joining you?
Thank you. I have met and befriended a really lovely man by the name of Tony Shanahan, who has been Patti Smith's bass player for about the last 20-some-odd years. And we're working on an album, and this is going to be my first kind of solo debut album ever, and we're working on it at his studio. It's called Hobo Sound in Newark, New Jersey, and he'll be coming down here to play with all the gang, which is the gang who I play with here is Doug Easley, my good friend Doug Easley. He's going to be playing guitar, and John Lightman's going to be playing upright bass, and Krista Lynn's going to be playing her beautiful violin. And then John Gaines on drums.
Sounds outstanding.
And Tony's going to be playing keys. He can play it all. So kind of like a Doug Easley guy.
You know? Dueling Doug Easleys.
And they both have, like, they're the Silver Fox guys. So I'm going to be, it's going to be a cool visual, I must say. And I have a gray streak coming in now, which I'm quite proud of. So, you know, it's all looking good.
All right, well, through the magic of technology.
Did we figure it out? God, you guys are rock stars.
Radio station heads.
Yeah.
So which track do you want to hear?
Well, how about, I like to play a song called Child, You're Living It, and this is just a rough mix, you know, but I think it sounds pretty good, and it's a rockin' song. We have Andy York on guitar, and I think you guys are going to love it. And at least I am loving it. So that's really all that matters these days.
All right, we'll pass judgment momentarily.
I love judgment.
Oh, here we go. Hang on.
Oh, geez.
It's not supported.
Uh-oh, spaghetti.
We don't do demos, apparently.
I guess not.
Or that kind. Let's see what else we got.
How about something else?
Okay, off of that one?
Yeah, that one's not funny.
try a pink one.
Technology here, like on the cutting edge, we're all figuring it out.
Yeah.
Okay, no, purple and looking good.
That's
okay,
26 minutes.
I know, Doug Easley did this to me. He gave me a whole file of songs and didn't separate them. Who
does it play and see what happens?
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to fast. Can I fast forward it just a little
bit? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Truly, your star. And you had your mother's eyes, and you gave it your best try, and you had your brother's smile. That Tennessee walking horse drive, forever hidden by a disguise. Now the family tree it plays host to a swing, and its barely use. Think of the joy it could bring. A star, and you won your father's love, and you took it to the heavens up above, and you had your brother's style, and that Tennessee. So you dance to the rhythm of lullaby. How the hell do you identify when all they say he's alive and love? And you had your mother.
All right. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. There we go. Okay.
Hey.
What did we hear?
That was Orion.
Yeah, I should say, what did we stumble into?
That was a song called Orion, about the famous performer Orion that used to rise up from the crypt, and he was masked and kind of anonymous, and people said he sounded like Elvis, and there's a really great documentary out on him, and it inspired me. So that's what that song was about, and that was recorded over at Doug Easley's. And these are some tracks that, like, we did a lot of recording together, Doug and I, and we just never really released anything. And, well, you know, we kind of have been talking a little bit about maybe doing that, which is exciting. And it's just trying, you know, how you kind of got to just think outside the box. And, well, how can we put all this together and make it make sense? That seems to be my brain fog sometimes, is how does it all work? I don't know if you experience any of that, but yeah, so
I'm getting you queued up over here at 1412. Tell us what we're gonna hear.
Well, hopefully we're stumbling upon a song. This song's called Rockabilly Baby, and it's inspired by Memphis and all the rockabilly babies out there in this town and beyond. Angst, teenage, middle life angst.
See, we may be hearing.
Hear anything?
End of one.
And
oh, that's right. You don't
another?
Have headphones on. Sorry, I keep forgetting to do that. There it is.
Okay, we did it. Oof.
Rock.
you were just talking about Shania Twain. Talk about Shania
Twain. Yeah, well, I mean, I always pretended that that was my attempt of writing a Shania Twain song, a poppy country kind of thing. But I've realized I always had, you know, when you are daydreaming, you kind of, oh, maybe Shania Twain would sing the song. And then I listened to the words and I go, I think it's a little too, like, dark for her. So maybe there's some other, you know, country star out there. Or maybe I'll just keep singing it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
No, I think that's good. That's a good way to
have some inspiration, you know. Like,
yeah. Yeah, and in addition to every song serving your own purpose as a vocalist, it can also inspire someone else to make their own version of it.
Always. Thanks.
Always good for you. You know,
always good.
The songwriter.
The great thing about all of us humans being together here, we're inspiring each other.
Good.
I don't know.
Good. Well, you've got gigs coming up to inspire. Tell us about them again.
Okay, so playing this weekend. Guys got to come out.
Friday, Saturday
at DKDC in Cooper Young. 23rd, Lorette Velvet's kicking off the show.
What time is that
at?
Around 7:30-ish. Early show people. Okay, good.
Yeah, we like the early shows. And then on the 24th, let's see if I can slaughter this again, for Linda Heck is going to be playing, but her stage name is Infatu Silhouette. She's going to kill me. Anyway, she's going to have a really cool kind of electronica sampling song, a little session, and then we'll get up and play, and I'll be playing with Doug Easley, John Lightman, and Tony Shanahan, who's coming all the way down from New York, who is Patti Smith's bass player, but he's going to be playing keys, and then Krista Lynn on violin and John Gaines on drums.
Man, it's just a killer band.
It's going to be a killer band. I can't wait. We're having our practices this week. And it's going to be wonderful. So please come out. It's going to be a hip night.
DKDC is so much fun. Such a fun place to hear live music. The room, it can get really intense in there.
It can. And it just the energy and everyone, it's so intimate.
Mm-hmm.
And people listen, which is really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it just the energy thing, it just keeps giving. So,
cool.
Yeah, very much looking forward to it. And really happy to be here in Memphis. And I've missed everyone.
Very nice to have you back.
Thank you.
And for you to have Linda Heck come back. That's
bonus
treat. And
tell her she's coming in from Sewanee, Tennessee.
All the way from
Sewanee.
What's queued up?
We're going to hear a song called Tarot.
Tarot.
Yeah.
Where is it recorded?
This was recorded in Memphis, Tennessee at Easley McCain's Recordings with Doug Easley. And this is just him and I.
Okay. And I'll just tell you, you're going to miss the first couple drum beats.
That's all right.
I'm coming in late, people.
Oh, hey, Actually, this song also, I got that a little confused. I got to give a shout out to Kip. We recorded this song actually in his attic up in his house, and then Doug mixed. So
Kip Ulhorn?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to keep it all straight, you know?
Let's see if we got anything over here. Go, baby.
Oh,
Boop, boop, boop.
All right. Tell us about it.
Okay, that was Tarot, recorded in Kip Yohorn's attic. And then
Memphis, baby.
In Memphis, yeah. And then Doug Easley, you know, did his magic to it. And there you have it. That was that song. First time ever being played on the radio. So thank
excellent.
You.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah. And I was curious about life in Manhattan for you.
Yeah.
You know, do you are you gigging? Do you get have you got gigs out? How much of your time is spent at work, you know,
yeah,
popping zits, and how much is spent, you know, making pop hits?
Hey, nice. Very good question. And yeah, it is a nice, fun balance. I work about 4 days a week at a really beautiful spa called Savor Beauty and Spa. If you're ever there, just, you know, call me up. I'll give you a friends and family discount.
Oh.
And it's a Korean line. It's all made in-house, and it's really lovely. And so, yeah, I work there about 4 days a week on the weekends and Tuesday, and then on the other days, I go for long walks with my little dog Millie, and I find gigs, and I played a lot, not a lot, but I wanted to get set up, you know? It's like, New York's a place where I had to kind of just focus on work, uh-huh. And like, how am I gonna generate enough money to be able to sustain here?
Yeah.
And so I kind of feel like I'm finally getting on my feet, and that's happening. And then I said, once I get that, then I can start doing more music. And uh-huh. So I'm kind of getting into that zone. And it's, you know, things happen really quick up there, which is very exciting for me. And
I've
been playing the Bitter End. I have some prospects. Yeah, I mean, the famous Bitter End with some really amazing people and friends, new friends and players. And then... there's some prospects going to be playing at City Winery for opening for some acts, and then, you know, potentially doing my own gig too. So stuff like that. It's just percolating.
Uh huh. And so you're trying to get something kind of product you can sell, some examples of your work. That's always good to have.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like all these songs, they've never been released, and it's just trying to find, I want to put them in the best package possible,
mm-hmm.
and what is most true to me and representing of me at this time. And it's all going to come together. I know, just like this. You know.
So how did you hook up with Tony Shanahan, Patti Smith's bass player?
Yeah, actually through Yvette Roberts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's Memphis photographer.
Memphis photographer.
Living in New York for years.
Yeah, friend of friend. Rhonda, and I'm sorry, I'm spacing on Rhonda's last name, but Rhonda was an amazing publicist for a really long time up in New York, and she said, hey, you got to meet more New York music people. And so she invited me out to a tribute show, and, you know, I had a whole bunch of friends kind of actually who were there, and there was an after party, and all my friends kind of gather around. They go, oh, you got to meet Tony. And there was Tony, and I said, hi, and I said, hi, and then, what do you do? Oh, well, I play music. What do you do? Oh, I play music. And then it just kind of has flourished into this really exciting collaboration. And I'm really thrilled that he's coming here to play. And I think Memphis is going to embrace him just as he would if you came to New York.
So, uh-huh. Yeah. Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Will your gig include some of your new material?
Yes, absolutely. A few songs and then some oldies and some covers. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been really into... did a version of Long Black Veil recently and did a fun AI video with a New York friend, Jason Lamb, who created this trippy AI video.
Is it on YouTube?
It's not on YouTube, actually. I just have it on Instagram, on my Instagram page and Facebook, Lana Deering.
Spell it for him, because...
Yeah, it's L-A-H-N-A Deering, D-E-E-R-I-N-G.
Good. And Facebook and Instagram.
I did that. That was extreme.
No, good, good. Cause you,
joking.
I mean, it's all, they got to type it in to find
it
you.
It is. We used to do a Monty Python skit when we got to the double E. Eek, eek. But, you know.
Okay. And the gigs one more time?
Yeah. This weekend, DKDC. 23rd, and 24th.
One's an early gig, one's a late gig. Or
they're
not
all
a late
early
gig.
Gigs. They're all kind of kicking off early. So, you know, I'd say
give
get
us the
there.
Times.
Okay, 7 o'clock. Come at 7, get a cocktail, get a table. Lorette Velvet's going to kick off the show like around 7:15, 7:30. Then we'll follow. We'll get up and play a good hour or two of music. And then on the 24th, Will Sexton and Amy Levere are finishing off their last night of their month-long residency at DKDC. So that's an early show, 5 to 7. And then Linda Heck is going to be playing around 7:15, 7:30, a half-an-hour set. Don't want to miss it. And then we'll get back up and play a rock and roll, you know, kind of rock and roll, life, love, all of the above, you know, kind of music. And then Hail Maria is playing after us. So, you know, and there's going to be special cocktails for the evening. The food will be coming from Beauty Shop if you need a bite to eat.
Excellent.
Yeah, and really, seriously, it's booking up, so I say get a table if you want to.
Oh, yeah. Make reservations.
Yeah, you can do that. So call DKDC to do that.
Bar DKDC in Cooper Young. All right, so what are we going to hear on our way out here? It's the next thing up, and you don't know what it is.
Let's just play it. We don't know. Oh, it might be Promises Kept. This is an interesting version of this song. It'll be cool. Recorded it with Kip and Doug. Oh no, this one's just Doug.
What's the song called?
Promises Kept. Yeah.
If you wanna be a ruler of a castle, be hellbent. See a clothesline in the sunshine. Save your money. Promises you kept. It was winter into spring, south of France recording in a villa. I imagined everything beautiful daydream. But if you wanna see me crumble, you soon forget. Just don't forget, I just keep those promises you kept. Like a woman, the weather has changed. And don't you think you should listen for a change? So take good care. My friend, you see, he's fragile, he ain't thick skinned. Well, she's a diamond under pressure, man. She's heated, she's depressed. But if you wanna live your life, you soon forget. Please just don't forget. You just keep those promises you.
trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I'm saying,
we can't go on together with suspicious minds. We can't build our dreams on suspicious minds. Saw an old friend I know. I stopped to say hello, but I could still see suspicion in your eyes. We can't build our dreams on suspicious minds.
Let our love survive. I'll dry the tears from your eyes.
Don't let a good thing die. Don't you know I never lied to you? Oh no.
We're caught in a trap. Can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Waylon Jennings and Jesse Coulter doing Elvis's Suspicious Minds. Mark James's Chips Moman's Suspicious Minds. Kick that one off with Elvis. And that new box set, Memphis Hurt Heart. And we're going to go out right here with Jerry Dang Phillips. Jerry Phillips, Memphis's own, raised on rock and roll over there at Son of Sun Records. He's put out his first single. I'm sorry. He's put out the first single from his first album, which has now come out, and which we're going to check out. It's called For the Universe. Jerry's got a song on here I really like. He's got 10 songs on here I really like. The one we're going to hear is called Good Side, Bad Side, Side of Crazy 2. See you next week. Zach Ives up next.
My name is Delane Phillips. I've got a band played across town. I don't mess much with the women, cause they kinda always drag me down. If you wanna know something about me, well honey, I don't mind. Cause I got a good side, I got a bad side, side crazy too. Yeah, I've been married 2 times. I've got some kids. I really miss them, you know. I can't wait to see them again. You wanna know something about me? Well, honey, I don't mind. I've got a good side, I've got a bad side, side of crazy too. I've got a good side, I've got a bad side, side of crazy too. Like everybody else, I'm no stranger to the rain. Like everybody else, I've had my share of pain. Everybody else,